from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If it matters to an Atlanta sports fan,
get the latest here first.
It's about us! It's about our strength!
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson. Fox 5's Kelly Price, trying to class to join up a little bit. Me and Bo are trying to bring it down. Kelly, last week, or 2 weeks ago maybe, Rob Tribble called us the Backward Hat Brigade, and I'll be honest, it hurt me. I mean, I don't know, like, look at Dylan, you know what I mean? Bo usually wears his backwards.
I'm a rotator.
Bo's up in the front right now.
You know,
I rotate. I just can't get comfortable, so I'm a fidgeter, so I'll go back and forth with it.
Used to hear, I used to work with Brandon Adams from Dog Nation, and he would always call the higher-ups on Twitter the Blue Check Brigade. I got attacked by the Blue Check Brigade. And, like, I was always like, oh, man, what a good cut down. You know what I mean? Like, hey, stick it to him, B.A. And when I heard Backward Hat Brigade, I was like, oh, man.
Dang, you got me there.
Spot on right there. Spot on. Nonetheless, there was a brigade of people at SC Media Days for the last few days. Kelly, I'm assuming you've probably worked in SC Media Days. Have you ever been like on the floor for one of these deals? It's kind of miserable, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I haven't been since it was in Alabama a couple years ago. That might have been before COVID, actually. I'm trying to think what year that was, because I missed it last year.
I want to say they went back in 21, maybe the following year, and then it was Nashville.
No, it was 22. Excuse me, it was here in 22.
Yeah.
And then 23, it was in Nash, Vegas, and obviously this year is 24, which is in Arlington. So I think it's coming back here next year.
It is. Thank goodness.
I actually like it in Hoover, and I know a lot of people kind of want to crap on it when it's in Hoover because it's at the Winfrey, and it's, you know, and for radio, we are in that little breezeway that connects the hotel to the mall. But I like it there because it's the first Media Days event I ever the first SEC one I went to where it was Hoover. And I like it there. And it's you travel, but you don't go too far.
Yeah, it's kind of a perfect getaway day. Like, you can come back if you need to, almost. You know what I mean? Like, Hoover's, what, probably 220 from here if you were leaving from downtown. So it's not that bad.
And Nashville's similar. I would probably like it in Nashville, too. It's a little bit more fun to go out in Nashville. But it's also, Hoover is, you know, you'll go out, like, they have that karaoke bar. and everything.
What's
but
that
you
place
won't. What we've always called it, and what it's called, I think are two different things. But
let's not put that on the radio.
But you'll go out, but you won't go out. Like in Nashville, you go out and you just right. You know what I'm saying? Like you really hammer it. And in Hoover, you. You're like, all right, I've had enough of this scene. I'm going to my room.
Well, the other thing, too, is in a city like Hoover, you're the biggest thing going on when you're SEC media days. In Nashville, they couldn't give two craps about SEC media days because they've got 7 million bachelorette parties going on.
Yeah, I always wonder when it was in Nashville, my thought was, is it a bigger deal for Nashville than it is? Like Atlanta, obviously, I feel like personally, for obvious reasons, I feel like Atlanta's kind of ground zero for college football. Got the College Football Hall of Fame and the SEC Championship and all of the above. To your point, though, I don't know Nashville. I don't know that it's a blip on the radar. You know, it just kind of feels like it's background noise up there, which might be a good thing, honestly. Maybe it's a solid. I don't know.
It's such a good point that I've never thought about because we were up there for Supercross. Me and my buddy from college, we go to Supercross every year, and it used to be – it's in Atlanta a lot, so we don't have to travel sometimes, but we traveled to Nashville this year. And you're up there, and you see a couple of people that are clearly going to Supercross, and then there's everyone else. Who are there for completely different reasons, which have nothing. But like when you're, when we have events and there's a certain part of the town here in Atlanta, you know everyone's going to that, right? So it's just weird how everything does kind of blend in Nashville.
Speaking of blending in, Mark Stoops stepped up to the podium yesterday, and one of the things that I think a lot of Georgia fans will be talking about heading into the season is former signal caller for Georgia and five-star recruit Brock Vandergrift. But Mark Stoops, pretty excited.
With Brock, the first thing was we've had a lot of pro elements to our system. And you know, coming from Georgia, he was coached extremely well. You saw him operate. Now, albeit they had some leads, when he was in there, but at least he got to play a lot because they beat a lot of teams by a lot of points. And so he got a lot of playing time. And what you saw with him is you saw the operation. You saw him go through the reads. You saw him process things. You saw the way he handled himself. The talent was there. That was obvious. He needed an opportunity. So I thought it was a very good fit. And I like what I've seen so far, and I'm very excited about him.
And something else that he obviously experienced at Georgia was competition. His entire time, he's around all these quarterbacks that are also five-star, four-star recruits coming out of high school. This guy came out of Prince Avenue Christian as a five-star recruit. He was at one time going to go play at Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley before going to Georgia. Mm. He's, backing up Stetson Bennett in those championship runs. And I think that's another part of his kind of game and his personality that he brings to Kentucky is that attitude, that grit to kind of keep, going through this process. And he's had competition the whole time he's been there. And I know he learned a lot from Todd Monken, from Bobo as well. I remember last April, I went back in our Fox 5 archives when I knew we were going to talk about him today. And he said last April, he'd rather be in a quarterback room that pushes each other because it really helped him. And you see how it helped Carson Beck and his development as well. So we'll see what he does at Kentucky.
Graham rises to the top.
Yeah, very, very good points on the competition part for him. And like he's ready. We saw Carson Beck go from essentially, I had been told at one point in his freshman year, like, this guy's so far behind, I don't think he'll ever play here. And now he is driving a Lamborghini because he plays so well there. But to Vandergrift, the question I have is Mark Stoops going to do something that I don't think Mark Stoops has been prone to do or been comfortable doing in the past? And is he going to turn Vandergrift loose? Because I always felt like with Will Levis was a bigger kid, could move, big arm, right? But I felt like there was too much of handing the ball off or running like kind of the college. I wanted to see Will Levis drop back and sling it more. Will he let Vandergrift do that? That's the question I have for Vandergrift's season.
Well, and this is a totally different guy than Levis, too. I mean, this is a physical runner as well. I know, I think it was Malachi Stark said this week, too, Brock is not a slider. I know from practice. I'm looking forward to maybe tackling him in a game situation this year. And, of course, they meet each other this year as well. Yeah. I think that's actually the SEC opener for both teams.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's really
so that
early
should
in
be one to circle, too.
Will Levis doesn't consider himself a slider either. I don't know if y'all remember him getting knocked around last year. It was like, all right, bro, you're in the NFL. Like, now's not the time, buddy. I don't know what you were doing back at Penn State and UK, but you might want to hit the ground. All right, we're going to get into this Lane Kiffin stuff. I want you guys to hear this audio because I think a lot of people love Lane Kiffin for his brutal honesty. But yesterday he goes on with Paul Feinbaum and kind of goes like Twitter in person.
It is a true story that the athletic director and the president were on that trip. We were playing that night, and you were on college game day, and you had to make your big splash, and they were watching it, because I know the other person in the room that was watching it with them, and you said, what a joke I was, and I'm the Miley Cyrus of college football coaching, and I should be fired, and they looked at each other, and later that night, I was fired. But hey, look what happened. I would have never gotten to work for Coach Saban. All these other things wouldn't happen, so I appreciate you for helping getting me fired.
Look at what you're doing today. You're predicted to go to the playoffs. And look at Miley Cyrus. She's had a nice comeback,
too. So you're wrong on that. I mean, you're putting me down with that. Really, I don't really know what you're good at. Like, you predicted that Coach Saban was done. That didn't happen. You basically said Miley Cyrus stinks, and she's still going.
Yeah.
Yes!
I absolutely love it because
this is incredible.
As someone that has hung on to words that people have said for over a decade, I absolutely loved that he went there. The only problem I had with it is how he delivered it. First off, he delivered it. You know, his head's down, and you said this, and you're wrong on that. And
he didn't look like that.
He did.
Don't do that. No, he
did. He low-key kind of did a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. We're making him look like a sad puppy right now.
I actually do agree with this.
He came at that man.
But the thing is that Paul did not, like, stand on his own business in that situation. And he just, like, totally was like, all right, well, we're going to go to break now. It was like, Paul.
Like, what are you?
Yeah, if you're watching the feed, Paul.
Yeah,
hey, Paul.
You know what's so good? Because both of y'all have probably been in these kind of situations. Maybe not. But what do you think it looked like? All right, the camera goes off and Paul goes, all right, we're going to commercial break. Like, what was said next? Like, I would love for there to have been a camera behind the desk and Lane goes, all right, Paul, have a good one.
Yeah, that's like, Lane probably was like, appreciate it, let me get off my chest, walked away. And Paul's probably like, good. Now, Feinbaum, I will give him credit. I've had conversations where I've worked on shows that have ripped him, and he's heard it. He's literally heard it happen, and he said, look, I get it. It's kind of part of it. So I think he got it, but it was very uncomfortable. You, in the middle of them talking, you cut to downtown Arlington or Dallas.
They're like,
and it's like,
cut the feed.
It's like, this looks really bad. I like that Kiffin did it, but I need a little more oomph when he does it, like, and look the guy in the face.
What do you mean? Like, you want him to, like, poke his chest out and be like, look,
no,
man.
No, but I want you to say it with confidence. Don't be like, I mean, yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't really know
what you're good at. Like,
this man just went at Paul like nobody has in a really long time, if anybody.
Well, no,
and y'all are like,
there.
Man, you look kind of sad.
I look kind of
downtrodden. Dude, there's a word for you.
You know, I applaud the pettiness, and I applaud getting your get back, all right?
Yeah.
And now, the one thing that that Paul should have said is he should have looked Lane right in the face and said, tell me you didn't deserve to be fired. Tell me you were doing your job.
I thought Paul would say something like, I've been at my job longer than you have, Lane. So,
and that would be a fair point.
Like, stung.
That would be a fair point.
Something like that. But nonetheless, do you like Lane Kiffin? He's kind of polarizing.
I like him because of, like we were just talking about, I like that he took his Twitter personality and made it his real personality in this moment. I really liked that he kind of made that his real life persona.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that because he actually had thoughts on his Twitter reputation yesterday.
I think that's just me being me, and I kind of always thought, not that I'm right, because most people don't do this, that Twitter, you just be yourself. Like, you know, I don't do much coach speak, but I certainly don't on Twitter. And so, like, I was always like, it'd be kind of cool to just be a normal fan and be able to say this and retweet this if you see it and not really overthink, well, if I retweet this, you're going to think this and you're going to think this and you're going to think this. And then, well, my donor's going to think this. Well, then that future AD is going to think that, which is a lot of the way coaches think. And I just don't do that.
The difference between Lane Kiffin in this moment and every troll on Twitter that @ athletes and players and whoever else is that he's said it in real life.
Yeah.
I wish he had looked in his eyes, to your point, Bo, but
haters,
I do like that he said it.
Yeah, I applaud it. And his face was actually, to your point, his face was attached to it, whereas the troll has a picture of, like, the guy that they're killing normally as them. It's kind of funny that he's like, hey, I'm just myself, like, blah, blah, blah on Twitter. Like, yeah, because to bring back the trolls, those people aren't themselves.
Yeah.
They're just trying to play a role to get a reaction. You know, Lane is doing it because it makes him happy. I could not stand Lane Kiffin when he's at Tennessee. And then I really couldn't stand him at USC either. But something happened in his time at Alabama, and I started to, like, the way he would prod the guy that everyone was terrified of and how that – but he knew, and that was respect, because that guy turned his – not just career, but probably life around in a lot of ways. Tell you what, a lot of people – A lot of people own Nick Saban.
Well, it's like the redemption arc. You like to see him kind of coming back and landing on his feet after, you know, the whole bus situation and the sad images you saw back then.
After Paul Feinbaum got him fired, because it was clearly only Paul's fault.
All right. The morning shift rolls on. It's Mike Bo and Fox 5's Kelly Price hanging out with us this hour, brought to you by Zero Risk. Smart, lasting, clean. Coming up next, we'll go in the huddle. ESPN's rankings continue. AJ Terrell lands outside the top 10. Bo's got thoughts on why that was wrong, and I'll tell you why it might be right. That's coming up next. In the Huddle, it's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92 on the Game.
Now, from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Bo Squidbilly Morgan, and Fox 5's Kelly Price, kind enough to hang out with us this morning. Everything going good? Feel good? Almost halfway through?
I've seen a vibe shift with the hat going backwards now with Bo. So we are truly the backwards hat brigade.
It's a little bit of a, I don't want to call it legendary because it's not fun, but in a minute he'll probably put his hood up, and that's a whole different, we call it Darth Squid.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, we call it Darth Squid. He goes to a little bit of a dark place.
When Bo throws his hood up, he is essentially in demon time at that point.
We're not messing around when that happens.
He's mad about something at that point.
Day-Day, you going to let him talk about me this way?
You always appeal to Day-Day, too. I don't know why you do that.
Because he's a voice of reason.
I mean, I love Day-Day, too, but you have a weird love affair with Day-Day.
He's the, you know what? He is, I don't want to throw a shot. It's not a shot, but he's the old soul on this show. He's the dad of the group.
I don't know, Daddy. That sounded like a shot. You know what I mean? I don't consider this man an old soul.
It's not too bad because I don't feel that way. You know what I mean? So I can take it. It's a badge of honor.
There's a few people older than you, though, on this radio station.
Oh, yeah, there is.
But not this show.
But not this show, yeah.
And that's what we, I said this show.
Speaking of things to get mad about, I want to hit this. We'll have Grant McCauley coming up at 8:20. We'll talk a little bit of Braves, what to expect this weekend. And really in the second half, I'm saying half in quotes because it's really not halfway, but we're coming off the All-Star break. Schedule announced for next year yesterday. A couple of the highlights. Obviously, Truist Park getting the All-Star game. The Braves will open on a West Coast swing. Will open in San Diego before they head to Los Angeles to start off against the Dodgers before they come home for their opener, finally at home, seven games in, April 4th against the Miami Marlins. Y'all okay with a West Coast swing to start the year?
It stinks that they're starting on the road for like a third straight year, but they're ending the year really with a lot of games. They 15 of their last games in September, 15 of their last 24 in September, rather, at Truist. They end the season home at home, so...
Yeah, it's a little bit of, I guess it's good. A trade-off.
The only problem I have with the West Coast trip to start, I don't mind the West Coast trip to start because it takes one of those West Coast road trips out of play for being in the, like, basically having to travel across the country and then maybe immediately play, like, you know, using a getaway day. But what I do like about, what I hate about it, though, is the fact that what time are we going to have opening day in Atlanta? Is it going to be a 7 o'clock West Coast, 4 o'clock are 7 o'clock East Coast, 4 o'clock West Coast time? So are we going to get the game in regular time? Or are we going to have to stay awake to, you know, like to 1 a.m. to watch the first game of the season? That bothers me a little bit. I imagine, though, baseball normally does a pretty good job of making it where every fan can see the opening day game. So I imagine we'll get a 4 o'clock, you know, West Coast start, which would get us at least at 7 o'clock. We get, nice. Let's finish the game.
Everyone can see it unless you have Xfinity or YouTube TV.
That's an ongoing issue, if you will.
I would think baseball maybe will have the whole thing with that
you would
figured
hope.
Out.
You would like to think that.
Well, their urgency seems like it.
Baseball needs it.
Yeah. I will say, and we'll go to in-huddle after this, I will say I went to, like I said, a Wrigley opener one time, which was in late March. I want to say it was like March 31st at one point. And when I tell you, my toes were numb. So at least they're going to San Diego and L.A. So if you're a Braves fan and want to hit the road, it's all good. You might enjoy that.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
The ESPN rankings from the NFL position by position roll on. Now, obviously, this is Jeremy Fowler. He's been doing this. We've talked about, what, three different positions at this point, Bo? We talked about Chris Lindstrom and his ranking at number two. Who else did we talk about?
We talked about quarterback. Jesse we talked Bates. About, you weren't here last week. We talked about safeties.
Okay.
Was that Monday or was that Friday? I can't remember.
I think I was in that
I can't remember either what day it was. I think Mike was, he might have been here, though.
No, I thought it was Tribble.
Maybe it was.
So. Anyhow, so the corners
Mike
come
probably
out.
Just listened to us talk about it.
That might have been what it was.
Couldn't you know, help but listen to me when he was off.
Throw the earbuds in. You know, I love listening to you talk. So Jeremy Fowler comes out top 10 corners. Now, look, there are, and I know that I am so guilty of this because I do this every Tuesday. There are kind of three tiers here. He gives you your top 10 corners, and these are ranked by executives and scouts and coaches from the other teams. All right, so this is not Jeremy Fowler's opinion. This has a little bit more merit to it than that. But he has his top 10, and I'll go over those in just a second. But our own A.J. Terrell lands outside the top 10 and has an honorable mention. Now, the honorable mentions are guys like Marlon Humphrey and Trevon Diggs. Let me give you the top 10 real quick. Pat Surtain, Denzel Ward, Sauce Gardner, L'Jarius Sneed, Jalen Ramsey. 6 through 10 is Trent McDuffie, Jair Alexander, Jalen Johnson, Devin Witherspoon, and Derek Stingley. So A.J. Terrell, not in the elite of the elite. But land somewhere just outside of that. Bo, I know that you had a certain feeling about this. I don't have that much problem with it.
I have two feelings on it. A, I think the lack of interceptions is why he's out in the top 10.
For
it
sure.
also shows you why he is a top 10 corner, because he made this list without producing some gaudy numbers, which a lot of these guys on the list have. And sometimes that's due to pass rush and other things around you. But the fact that you put a guy like Sauce Gardner at 3, I think Sauce Gardner is extremely overrated. In fact, I love what one personnel guy said about him, saying one of the most overrated players in the league, you could call holding on him every play. And AJ, you can't. But Sauce Gardner literally makes his money by holding. He is a very physical, grabby corner.
A handsy corner, and, if you will.
And I think AJ is able to do it without some of that physicality. It shows you just how good of a cornerback he is. I don't have a problem necessarily with him not being in the top 10, just based on the production.
No, you make a good point. And I think the other thing with AJ is he's such a good fit here, right? Guy went to Westlake, big Atlanta guy. He's really active in the community. I mean, we've heard Terry Fontenot talk about ethos and all these things,
such a good,
right?
Yes,
he has talked about how this locker room and the makeup of these character of these guys is a really important aspect to everyone they're bringing in. And I know they brought in AJ Terrell before Fontenot was here, but that's a big part of what he brings to this team as well.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And look, I mean, we covered a ton. There was not an interception from a corner on this team last year, right? You had Richie Grant. You had, obviously, Jesse Bates. I think you had – did the Landmine have one? I think he did as well.
Yeah.
Maybe a defensive tackle here and there. But you haven't had one by a corner, and it's been a while. And so that always is the question about A.J. Terrell. And I understand what people are saying, well, they're throwing away from him, doing all these different things. Even the best in the NFL at least had one. You know what I mean? And so I'm okay with it. Look, it's not Jeremy Fowler's list. Like I said, these are scouts, coaches, personnel, people that really watch film and know football that are kind of ranking this list. So honorable mention, womp womp, I guess, a little bit.
I think Trayvon Diggs is overrated. He's an honorable mention. And the fact that, you know, Trayvon Diggs actually might be where he should be.
He kind of goes with Deron Bland, who plays opposite to him, and Deron Bland is not in either one of these. He's in others receiving votes.
Well, Diggs is a risk taker,
right?
But he also and because of that, he gets burned a lot,
right?
And so I think but his production got him there. There's some good corners. I mean, I think L'Jarius Sneed is better than four. Honestly, I mean, you can go through the list.
Wow.
I think Jalen Ramsey is better than Sauce Gardner. I think sometimes names carry players in rankings, but from some of these personnel guys.
Well, I think a lot of it, too. I mean, we talked about this when they ranked the quarterbacks, right? It was Aaron Rodgers is like number seven on that list or number six, and right in front of him is C.J. Stroud. And you would talk about two guys at two very different points, but you have to give Aaron Rodgers, like he's got four MVP trophies, a little bit of merit because he's definitely been there before. So it is what it is. I think you throw it out there, you see what their responses are. There's probably a couple guys that honestly don't deserve to be on this list, to your point, but I don't know. I'm okay with him sitting there right there at honorable mention.
Well, and like you guys said, it's what have you done for me lately, especially with the Aaron Rodgers versus C.J. Stroud comparison there. That's what I think they have the quote here from one of the NFL personnel evaluators that they interviewed. I love the player, the size, and the coverage ability, but where's the ball production? What has A.J. done lately in that category, like you guys said? Maybe not showing up in that way.
Yeah. And that's the only problem, to Kelly's point, with asking these personnel guys, is it subjective.
So opinion-based.
They all look for, you know, some of these guys are looking for things that fit in what their coaches and their GM wants, right? Hey, guys, like, hey, you look down in New Orleans with, what's our boy, Dennis Allen. Like, he wants his cornerbacks to be like Marshawn Lattimore, like Sauce Gardner. Up on you, handsy, kind of physical, off the line, that kind of stuff. And those kind of guys, you can call holding every single play on those types of the Marshawn Lattimore's of the world. AJ doesn't play that style. So if you are looking for that, you might turn around and, like, the scout that really just crapped all over Sauce Gardner. He goes, no, I don't like that.
Right.
That's not what I want. So he's not high to me.
I would be curious to know how many scouts and executives this was. I remember, like, there was a list that came out about SEC coaches, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, and it was asking them, it was asking a bunch of people, personnel people, and all this stuff about maybe it was other coaches, not just head coaches, but assistant coaches, who's the most overrated coach in the SEC. And of course, the headline was, other coaches in the SEC say Nick Saban is overrated. And really, it was like they interviewed 50 people, and I think one person said that Nick Saban might be a little bit overrated, and his reasoning was, nobody can possibly be as good as they say he is, which was strange, but. To my point, I would love to know how many executives in the NFL they actually talked to. Was it 10? Was it 100? You know what I mean?
I would have loved to have been across this chair from the guy that said that about Saban.
Well, now, granted, now this was probably some point in the middle of 2014.
Oh, so it was only, what, three national titles in. Or
yeah.
four, three at Alabama.
Probably they're going to name the stadium after him.
Yeah. After he lost to, like, Ole Miss and a couple times back-to-back or something like that.
It's just hilarious when people say crap like that.
Well, it's the middle of the off-season. Training camp hasn't started. What else are you going to talk about?
Right.
What are people going to click?
Talking
these kinds
season.
Of articles.
Talking season. I'm here for it.
Talking.
Yeah, exactly. I will go through this a little bit. The others receiving votes. Deron Bland, who, how many pick sixes did this guy have last year for the Dallas Cowboys? But to your point, a lot like Trevon Diggs, where kind of a risk taker. You got J.C. Horn from the Carolina Panthers, D.J. Reed from the Jets, Darius Slay from the Eagles, Joey Porter Jr., who I think, look, still young, can really evolve. And Martin Emerson Jr., actually from my hometown and my high school, so up there for the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, before we go to break real quick, some news down in our division by the team we absolutely hate, the Saints. Looks like Ryan Ramczyk is going to be out for the entire season now. He was supposed to start on the PUP list. Ian Rappaport reported at some point overnight that he's out for the season. I think this is the end of the career for him. This is a big setback.
Yeah.
Not bad news if you're a Falcons fan, but it's terrible news for Ryan Ramczyk and for the Saints, honestly.
This is also why they had to jump up and graft a tackle in the first round the way they did. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Coming up next, you know what time it is. It's Fair Foul Friday. Here's a little hint. How about this? The Hawks will make a move before the Braves or the Atlanta United. The Hawks will make a move before the Braves or Atlanta United.
Do you want the answer now?
No, I don't. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back in just a minute with Fair Foul Friday. I'm mic'd up. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the morning shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the morning shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You already know what time it is. Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up. Really, kind of a benchmark, this segment of this show. But I don't want to take anything away from Life of Squid, but you know what time it is when Fair or Foul Friday hits.
No, Fair or Foul Friday is a staple. I don't want to call it a benchmark, but it's a staple.
Well, staple's good. I'll take that. Because that's actually the biggest compliment you've given Mic'd Up, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I like Fair or Foul. Yeah. It's the best version of everything you do. You know, it's not a bad list that you've missed out on, that you've butchered.
Honorable mentions.
And you know which one Wednesday I don't mind either. I mean, okay. As a reigning, defending, undisputed champion,
you've been pretty on top of it. All right, Mike Bowe and hanging out with Fox 5's Kelly Price. Kelly, now I'll explain to you how this happened. I make a statement. It's not a question. All right, people are like, oh yeah, it's a question. No, I'm making a statement. All right, you just simply say, is it fair or is it foul? And you give whatever reasoning you need to as to whether or not it's fair or foul. It's not one sport related. Sometimes lifetimes, sometimes other stuff. All right, you ready to play?
Simple enough.
All
I got
right.
it.
Fair or Foul Friday coming up. All right, we'll start right off the top because I teased it going into the break. The Hawks will make a move, a splash roster move, before the Braves or the Atlanta United. Now, Atlanta United, some money to spend. Obviously, minus a couple of designated players, they need to make moves soon if they're going to go in the second half. The Braves, trade deadline, July 30th. But the Hawks, look, man, let's be honest, you're minus a two. All right, so we'll start with you, Bo. Fair or foul, Hawks make a move before the Braves or the United.
Foul. I mean, they're not going to make a move at all. I mean,
I was like, no question.
And let me tell you something. Signing a 11th man on the roster is not making a move.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, it needs to be a starter for this to be an actual question.
Agreed.
All right. What do you think?
No, I mean, that was a layup foul.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to go even further into it.
Yeah, it's and I asked the question just to start the conversation, but I'm with you. I think if I had to go in order, you'll probably get United making a move in the next couple of weeks. The Braves probably make a move before the deadline, and the Hawks hopefully sometimes before the season starts.
That was a fair or foul version of like when somebody's never done something before, and you're like, all right, here's how it works. Let's do a practice one.
Exactly.
It's a breakfast ball.
That's a layup.
All right, how about this one? Brock Vandegrift will be an NFL draft pick. Brock Vandegrift will be an NFL draft pick. I think he's got a higher ceiling probably than Will Levis when Will Levis left Penn State. Walk into a good situation, even if you don't play well. Big arm, five-star, going to look good in pro-style offense. Kelly, we'll start with you. Brock Vandegrift, NFL draft pick.
Absolutely fair. I think that's another big reason why he transferred, right? Yeah, right. He wants to get playing time. He wants to get his name out there and get some film out there other than, you know, some mop-up time at Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think Kelly's got a good point. Also, you look at guys that have been draft picks. Quarterback, I mean, Jacob Eason was a five-star, highly touted, I don't believe, ever lived up to it.
No, probably not.
And he was still a fourth-round pick.
Jake Fromm made sure that he didn't get a chance, honestly.
You want to – not a knock, but Anthony Richardson was never lived up to his hype at Florida. He did some things, but it was very hit or miss. But because of his physical tools and the athlete he is, he was literally, what, the third or fourth pick in the NFL draft 1 year. So, yeah.
All right, we'll move on. Like I said, Kelly Price hanging out with us today. She said, we were talking about downtown Decatur. All right, so here's kind of a big statement. And I say this as a guy who ventures to Roswell sometimes, Woodstock. other places. All right, of all the Atlanta boroughs we're going to call, all right, I don't want to call them suburbs because that sounds very OTP, ITP-ish. Of all the Atlanta boroughs, Decatur has the best downtown. Decatur has the best downtown of all the Atlanta boroughs. But we'll start with you.
I'm going foul.
Okay.
Because.
Let me guess. Woodstock.
The Stock.
Well,
the Wood.
I'm sorry. Does Decatur have Tonic or the Verve Pipe playing in a free concert downtown?
Probably a better.
They have
than
a
that.
Lot of free concerts.
We had that
now.
Last week.
You should check
week.
It out.
Yeah. We had that last week.
Probably
yeah.
have like Gucci Mane or something.
And you we have two breweries down there and a nice steakhouse.
I am positive Decatur
yeah,
has breweries.
Yeah, downtown Decatur has
positive.
At least like two or three.
I live in Sandy Springs. They have like a downtown, but it's not really a downtown. So I would fall back to Roswell being the one downtown, which Roswell's got a cool downtown.
Well,
a lot, but I don't know if it's Decatur. I don't know if it's that.
I don't know either if Decatur is the answer to this. So I'm going to go in between fair or foul. I'm going to kind of cop out on this
it's
one.
Fine.
There's just
it's
so
fine.
Many good options. Yeah. I mean, and even like ITP versus OTP. There are so
good
many
point.
Different boroughs that have their own flavor. That's kind of the coolest
Shambly.
Part about Atlanta.
It really is.
Every person is like really proud of the exact area they're from.
There
and
you go.
I think Roswell should get a lot of credit for not being the first, because I'm not sure if they're the first, but I feel like they redefined how you do it with the
right.
open.
Small
you
town,
know what?
Downtown.
Hey, do you want to leave and take your drink here? Let me pour it into go cup, and you can walk down as long as you stay in that area.
Make it easy on you.
Woodstock has adapted that. I'm sure Decatur has as well. That, to me, was kind of something Roswell kind of started. I love it.
All right, Kelly, I think you'll probably back me up on this, because I've been working now for a year and a half with a guy in the mornings that doesn't drink coffee. All right, he just doesn't drink
I don't
coffee.
Even know how that's possible.
I don't
that
either.
Psychotic behavior.
I don't either. It's actually scary. So here's a fair foul, and I'll let you answer this first because I think it's a layup, but let's see if we can get Bo going here. Coffee is way better than any other form of caffeine, period.
Fair.
Is way better than any other form of caffeine, period.
Absolutely fair.
Absolutely.
I don't even really need to get into it further than that.
It's insane. Do you have a... Is it just you just drink coffee? You a latte person, a macchiato?
We have an espresso at my house, which has absolutely changed my life
yes,
since we got it for Christmas.
What do you think?
What do you put in your coffee? Do you put anything?
Depends how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You put stuff in yours.
A slight amount of creamer, yeah.
Yeah.
A little creamer in there. I like to spice it up.
Not only no or foul, but it's completely foul, because who in their right mind would rather drink coffee than Mountain Dew? Which is one of the greatest caffeinated drinks on the face of the earth.
I would much rather have coffee than Mountain Dew.
I'm just not a soda person,
yeah.
Period.
I am, but that's not... You don't even know what you're... The fact that you even said that and
I'm
thought it was going to be a mic drop is actually alarming.
I'm a
sociopath.
Well, that's the Paulding County in me, because Mountain Dew is like a right. It's like the drink of
it comes
of
out of the water
there.
Fountains at the park.
It does. But the reality situation is I drink water, vodka, and beer.
And vodka Mio, I'm guessing, with the Mios?
Yeah.
No.
That was my drink of choice in college.
He actually drinks vodka cream.
You like the vodka Mio?
In college.
Wow. I do transfusions.
Yes. She just stung you with the college. Yeah, come on, Bo. You're 41, buddy.
In college, you know what? I look and feel young because I act young.
No. Right,
there you go. Mio keeps you young, folks. SPF and Mio.
That's right.
All right. How about this one? We'll go into this really quick. Yesterday, Major League Baseball announcing that next year's All-Star Game in Atlanta will be on July 15th. I think that that All-Star Game ticket will be the most expensive in Truist Park history as far as tickets go. Now, I'm not going to count concerts. I will only count Braves/baseball games. I want to say the bottom floor price of a ticket on StubHub during the World Series might have been $1,200 for the clinching game. So just in that ballpark, what do you think? The most expensive baseball ticket in Truist Park history will be July 15th All-Star Game next year. Fair or foul?
Foul. It'll be Game 7 of the World Series this year.
Ooh.
Now there's a mic drop.
Yeah, that sounded a lot better than
I think it's foul as well. I think we've agreed on everything except for the coffee take here, but I think that's foul as well. I think the World Series tickets are way more, especially Braves fans, especially that first time around in 2021.
Yeah, seriously.
They were so in demand for Braves fans who wanted to see that team win.
Yeah, they did. All right, we're talking about A.J. Terrell's rankings as far as NFL executives go. Jeremy Fowler had on ESPN. He was not in the top 10 list, but he was honorable mention. Honorable mention. So just outside the top 10. Here's what I'm saying. Fair foul. A.J. Terrell gets four or more interceptions in this season? Kelly, we'll start with
you. That's tough. I think foul, just because we don't have any reason to believe that he'll increase that production this year.
And he'd be good in Vegas. We also, like, the odds are. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we also don't know who that other corner is really necessarily going to be holding it down. So they're going to probably target that other person, just like we've seen in the past.
Great point. Clark Phillips, Mike Hughes, one of those guys, D. Alford. Who knows?
Yeah, let's put it this way. I can't disagree with anything she said, so I'll just say a little bit the same thing differently. You're telling me he's going to equal his career interception total in one season?
Yeah.
No.
It's a contract year. You know what I mean?
It is.
Get that extension, bud.
It is, but I think if AJ, look, go get you a pick six and give me two to three. Just do your thing. If AJ is as good of a player as he's been most of his career here, and we get some pass rush production, I don't need four interceptions.
Yeah, I tend to agree. All right, how about this one? We were talking about Bo comes in second place in MGA last night. Kelly, how about this? Coming in second last night in MGA was the highlight of Bo's 2024 so far. Coming in second in MGA last night was the highlight of Bo's year up until this point. Fair or foul?
I don't want to say fair or foul here because I haven't been around for Bo's 2024.
Right.
But it sounds
but
like
you
it
saw
was,
the look on his face.
Sounds like
morning.
It was a pretty big deal. Like so I'm going to lean closer to the fair territory here.
It was only a big deal because it was a little bit of retribution for us. But I would say foul.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what that moment is yet.
Hey, I like the positivity there.
Yeah. All right, one last one. How about this one? Because I'm a big DIY guy. I heard you might be as well.
Oh, now
DIY
we're talking.
DIY projects are fun. DIY projects are fun. We'll start.
Fair. I'm going to say fair because we do a lot of them in our household.
Same.
But you have to be able to work together with your partner or whoever else you're working with.
You have to have the right tools.
Yes, you have to have all the right tools. Right. You have to have a plan, and you can't get upset if things start to go wrong.
Real quick, Bo.
It's fine. And the quick reason is I will do it yourself when I'm fixing or repairing something all day long, but I ain't building crap.
All right, that's Fair Foul Friday. Thanks for playing, guys. Kelly, it wasn't too bad, I hope. You're good. So, look, we're going to do the wake-up call coming up next, and here's what I want to say. We're going to have a wake-up call question today, all right? Is A.J. Terrell being underrated / disrespected by NFL executives and scouts? All right, does A.J. Terrell deserve to be a top 10 corner? And also, if you're calling us in, how do you get your caffeine in the morning? Is it coffee? Is it Mio? Do you drink a Monster? Are you a psychopath like Bo?
You rushed me to get done, and you're going on this tirade here.
Well, listen, I had to. Anyways, wake-up call is coming up next, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us up on the Twitter, at 929 Morning Shift. Morning Shift rolls on. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio, 929 The Game. You already know what time it is. Fair Foul Friday on Mic'd Up. Really, kind of a benchmark, this segment of this show. But I don't want to take anything away from Life of Squid, but you know what time it is when Fair Foul Friday hits.
No, Fair Foul Friday is a staple. I don't want to call it a benchmark, but it's a staple.
Well, staple's good. I'll take that.
Because
that's actually the biggest compliment you've given Mic'd Up, I'll be honest with you.
Well, I like Fair Foul. Yeah. It's the best version of everything you do, you know. It's not a bad list that you've missed out on, that you've butchered.
Honorable mentions.
And you know which one Wednesday I don't mind either. I mean, as a reigning, defending, undisputed champion,
you've been pretty on top of it. All right, Mike Bo and hanging out with Fox 5's Kelly Price. Kelly, now I'll explain to you how this happened. I make a statement. It's not a question. All right, people are like, oh yeah, it's a question. No, I'm making a statement. All right, you just simply say, is it fair or is it foul? And you give whatever reasoning you need to as to whether or not it's fair or foul. It's not one sport related. Sometimes lifetimes, sometimes other stuff. All right, you ready to play?
Simple enough.
Right.
I got it.
Fair Foul Friday coming up. All right, we'll start right off the top because I teased it going into the break. The Hawks will make a move, a splash roster move, before the Braves or the Atlanta United. Now, Atlanta United, some money to spend, obviously, minus a couple of designated players. They need to make moves soon if they're going to go in the second half. The Braves, trade deadline, July 30th. But the Hawks, look, man, let's be honest, you're minus a two. All right, so we'll start with you, Bo. Fair or foul, Hawks make a move before the Braves or the United.
Foul. I mean, they're not going to make a move at all. I mean,
I was like, no question.
And let me tell you something. Signing a 11th man on the roster is not making a move.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, it needs to be a starter for this to be an actual question.
Agreed.
All right. What do you think?
No, I mean, that was a layup foul.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to go even further into it.
Yeah, it's and I asked the question just to start the conversation, but I'm with you. I think if I had to go in order, you'll probably get United making a move in the next couple of weeks. The Braves probably make a move before the deadline, and the Hawks hopefully sometimes before the season starts.
That was a fair or foul version of like when somebody's never done something before, and you're like, all right, here's how it works. Let's do a practice one.
Exactly.
It's a breakfast ball.
That's a layup.
All right, how about this one? Brock Vandegrift will be an NFL draft pick. I think he's got a higher ceiling probably than Will Levis when Will Levis left Penn State. Walk into a good situation, even if you don't play well. Big arm, five-star, going to look good in pro-style offense. Kelly, we'll start with you. Brock Vandegrift, NFL draft pick.
Absolutely fair. I think that's another big reason why he transferred, right? Right. He wants to get playing time. He wants to get his name out there and get some film out there other than, you know, some mop-up time at Georgia.
Yeah,
I think it's fair. I think Kelly's got a good point. Also, you look at guys that have been draft picks. Quarterback, I mean, Jacob Eason was a five-star, highly touted, I don't believe ever lived up to it.
No, probably not.
And he was still a fourth-round pick.
Jake Fromm made sure that he didn't get a chance, honestly.
You want to – not a knock, but Anthony Richardson was never lived up to his hype at Florida. He did some things, but it was very hit or miss. But because of his physical tools and the athlete he is, he was literally, what, the third or fourth pick in the NFL draft 1 year. So, yeah.
All right, we'll move on. Like I said, Kelly Price hanging out with us today. She said, we were talking about downtown Decatur. All right, so here's kind of a big statement. And I say this as a guy who ventures to Roswell sometimes, Woodstock, other places. All right, of all the Atlanta boroughs we're going to call, all right, I don't want to call them suburbs because that sounds very OTP, ITP-ish. Of all the Atlanta boroughs, Decatur has the best downtown. Decatur has the best downtown of all the Atlanta boroughs. But we'll start with you.
I'm going foul.
Okay.
Because
let me guess, Woodstock.
The Stock.
Well,
the Wood.
I'm sorry. Does Decatur have Tonic or the Verve Pipe playing in a free concert downtown?
Probably a better.
They have a lot of free concerts.
We had that last week.
You should check it out.
We had that last week.
Probably
had
like Gucci Mane or something.
And we have two breweries down there and a nice steakhouse.
I am positive Decatur.
Yeah, downtown Decatur has at least like two or three.
I live in Sandy Springs. They have like a downtown, but it's not really a downtown. So I would fall back to Roswell being the one downtown, which Roswell's got a cool downtown.
Well,
I lie, but I don't know if it's Decatur. I don't know if it's that.
I don't know either if Decatur is the answer to this. So I'm going to go in between fair or foul. I'm going to kind of cop out on this
one.
Fine. There's just many good options. I mean, and even like ITP versus OTP. There are so many different boroughs that have their own flavor. That's kind of the coolest part about Atlanta.
It really is.
Every person is like really proud of the exact area they're from.
There you go.
I think Roswell should get a lot of credit for not being the first, because I'm not sure if they're the first, but I feel like they redefined how you do it with the open
small town,
you know what?
Downtown.
Hey, do you want to leave and take your drink here? Let me pour it in to-go cup, and you can walk down as long as you stay in that area.
Make it easy on you.
Woodstock has adapted that. I'm sure Decatur has as well. That, to me, was kind of something Roswell kind of started. I love it.
All right, Kelly, I think you'll probably back me up on this because I've been working now for a year and a half with a guy in the mornings that doesn't drink coffee. All right, he just doesn't drink coffee.
I don't even know how that's possible.
I don't either.
That is psychotic behavior.
I don't either. It's actually scary. So here's a fair foul. And I'll let you answer this first because I think it's a layup, but let's see if we can get Bo going here. Coffee is way better than any other form of caffeine, period.
Coffee
is way better than any other form of caffeine, period.
Absolutely fair.
Absolutely.
I don't even really need to get into it further than that.
It's insane. Do you have a, you just drink coffee? You a latte person, macchiatos?
We have an espresso at my house, which has absolutely changed my life since we got it for Christmas.
What do you think?
What do you put in your coffee? Do you put anything?
Depends how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You put stuff in yours.
A little slight amount of creamer, yeah.
Yeah.
A little creamer in there. I like to spice it up.
Not only no or foul, but it's completely foul because who in their right mind would rather drink coffee than Mountain Dew, which is one of the greatest caffeinated drinks on the face of the earth?
I would much rather have coffee than Mountain Dew.
I'm just not a soda person, period.
I am, but you don't even know what you're... The fact that you even said that and
I'm
thought it was going to be a mic drop is actually a lie.
I'm not.
Sociopath.
Well, that's the Paulding County in me, because Mountain Dew is like a ride. It's like the drink of
It comes
of
out of the
there.
Water fountains at the park.
It does. But the reality of the situation is I drink water, vodka, and beer.
And vodka Mio, I'm there guessing, with the Mios?
Yeah. No, no.
That was my drink of choice
he
in college.
Drinks vodka cream.
You like the vodka Mio?
In college.
Wow. I do transfusions.
Yes. He just stung you with the college. Yeah, come on, Bo. You're 41, buddy.
In college, you know what? I look and feel young because I act young.
No.
Right, there you go. Mio keeps you young, folks. SPF and Mio.
That's right.
All right. How about this one? We'll go into this really quick. Yesterday, Major League Baseball announcing that next year's All-Star game in Atlanta will be on July 15th. I think that All-Star game ticket will be the most expensive in Truist Park history as far as tickets go. Now, I'm not going to count concerts. I will only count Braves/baseball games. I want to say the bottom floor price of a ticket on StubHub during the World Series might have been $1,200 for the clinching game. So just in that ballpark. What do you think? The most expensive baseball ticket in Truist Park history will be July 15th All-Star game next year. Fair or foul?
Foul. It'll be Game 7 of the World Series this year.
Ooh.
Now there's a mic drop.
Yeah, that sounded a lot better than
I think it's foul as well. I think we've agreed on everything except for the coffee take here, but I think that's foul as well. I think the World Series tickets are way more, especially Braves fans, especially that first time around in 2021.
Yeah, seriously.
They were so in demand for Braves fans who wanted to see that team win.
Yeah, they did. All right, we're talking about A.J. Terrell's rankings as far as NFL executives go. Jeremy Fowler had on ESPN. He was not in the top 10 list, but he was honorable mention. Honorable mention. So just outside the top 10. Here's what I'm saying. Fair foul. A.J. Terrell gets four or more interceptions in this season. Kelly, we'll start with
That's tough. I think foul just because we don't have any reason to believe that he'll increase that production this year.
And he'd be good in Vegas.
We
also, like, the odds are. I mean, come on.
Yeah, we also don't know who that other corner is really necessarily going to be holding it down. So they're going to probably target that other person just like we've seen in the past.
Great point. Clark Phillips, Mike Hughes, one of those guys, D. Alford. Who knows?
Yeah, let's put it this way. I can't disagree with anything she said, so I'll just say a little bit the same thing differently. He's going to equal his career interception total in one season?
Yeah.
No.
It's a contract year. You know what I mean?
It is.
Get that extension, bud.
It is, but I think if AJ, look, go get you a pick six and give me two to three. Just do your thing. If AJ is as good of a player as he's been most of his career here and we get some pass rush production, I don't need four interceptions.
Yeah, I tend to agree. All right, how about this one? We were talking about Bo comes in second place in MGA last night. Kelly, how about this? Coming in second last night in MGA was the highlight of Bo's 2024 so far. Coming in second in MGA last night was the highlight of Bo's year up until this point. Fair or foul?
I don't want to say fair or foul here because I haven't been around for Bo's 2024.
Right.
But it sounds
but
like
you
it
saw
was,
the look on his face.
Sounds like
morning.
It was a pretty big deal.
Sounds
so
like
I'm going to lean closer to the fair territory here.
It was only a big deal because it was a little bit of retribution for us. But I would say foul.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what that moment is yet. But I'm trying to
think. I like the positivity there.
Yeah. All right. One last one. How about this one? Because I'm a big DIY guy. I heard you might be as well.
Oh, now
DIY
we're talking.
DIY projects are fun. We'll start.
Fair. I'm going to say fair because we do a lot of them in our household.
Same.
But you have to be able to work together with your partner or whoever else you're working with.
You have to have the right tools.
Yes, you have to have all the right tools. Right. You have to have a plan, and you can't get upset if things start to go wrong.
Real quick, Bo.
It's fine. And the quick reason is I will do it yourself when I'm fixing or repairing something all day long, but I ain't building crap.
All right, that's Fair Foul Friday. Thanks for playing, guys. Kelly, it wasn't too bad, I hope. You're good. So, look, we're going to do the wake-up call coming up next, and here's what I want to say. We're going to have a wake-up call question today, all right? Is A.J. Terrell being underrated / disrespected by NFL executives and scouts? All right, does A.J. Terrell deserve to be a top 10 corner? And also, if you're calling us in, how do you get your caffeine in the morning? Is it coffee? Is it Mio? Do you drink a Monster? Are you a psychopath like Bo?
All right, you rushed me to get done, and you're going on this tirade here.
Well, listen, I had to. Anyways, wake-up call's coming up next, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us up on the Twitter, at 929 Morning Shift. Morning Shift rolls on. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.